see what it says over here. Let's see the piyutim. Oz uvchein vayihi b'chatzi halayla. Oz roiv nisim hifleisa b'layla. Then, okay, roiv nisim. Now, what is this referring to? The roiv nisim, an abundance of miracles hifleisa. Hifleisa is another word for a pella, wonder. B'layla at night, b'roish ashmer ze halayla. Now, what do you mean over here? The beginning of this mishmar. What does that mean exactly? I'm not exactly sure what it means. B'roish ashmeres. Vayhi ba'ashmeres ha'boiker. It says ba'ashmeres ha'boiker. Where? By Makas Bechoris. Vayhi ba'ashmeres ha'boiker. Okay. Okay, let's leave with that. So then, what do you mean oz? See, every word over here, there's no question over here. I don't really... Let me see if they have a better Haggadah here. I'm looking over here on the shelf. I don't really see a better Haggadah. This really needs a lot of preparation, which I didn't do any preparation for this. So we'll just make the best that I just to run through the best that we can. I have here a little bit of a parish, but not much of a parish. So we'll get a gist of what's going on. Us then, Roiv Nisim Hifleisa, the word Hifleisa, Lashon of Pella, wonder. You have done wondrous miracles, Balayla, Beroish Ashmerezeh, at the beginning of this watch. Okay, so why is it called the beginning of this watch? The night is divided into four or three watches. If the night is divided into four watches, so that really the taka means. It means Beroish Mishmeres, because the Chatzos Laila in the middle of the night is the beginning of the third Mishmar. Okay, so if there are 12 hours at night, and we divide the night into four mishmaris, which means every 3 hours is a new mishmar. So 3, 6, 9, and 12. So that means that the beginning of the third mishmar is chatzos laila. So l'chaira, when it says here in the piyut vayichein v'chatzia laila, the chatzia laila is the rosh of the third mishmar. Because if you learn like the other opinion in the Gemara that says there, the night only has three mishmaris, then, if there are three mishmaris, then it's not the middle of the mishmar. It's not the beginning of the mishmar. It's the middle of the third mishmar. Okay, next. Ger tzedek nitzachtoi kenechalak loy laila. Okay, what is the Ger tzedek? Who is the Ger tzedek? The Ger tzedek is Avraham Avinu. He was the first Ger tzedek. Nitzachtoi. Nitzachtoi means, this is a very hard word to translate. You Hashem gave Avraham the ability to prevail against the four kings. The four kings conquered the five kings. And in the process of conquering the five kings, they captured Lot. And Avraham Avinu went out to fight against them, and he conquered them. Hashem, you gave Avraham the power to conquer the four kings. Kenechalak lo laila, when the night, Rashi is a pasuk, vayechalak lo halaila, that, so what it means over there is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Avram Avinu, he prevailed, the miracles took happen in the first half of the night. And the second half of the night, Hashem preserved for Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the night, you have a whole night, and the miracles, it seems, from the simple understanding of what Rashi says in Chumash, is that the first half of the night, Avraham merited miracles. He was able to overcome, prevail over the enemies, the miracles, and that took place in the first half of the night. And Hashem vayechalak lo halayla, Hashem sliced the night, and He put away the second half of the night for the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so Ger Tzedek Avraham nitzachtoi, you gave Avraham the ability to prevail, to succeed, and to conquer. Ki nechalak lo halayla. And then we have the refrain, Vayhi b'chatzia laila. Okay, so far, we have an introduction, and if you notice over here that this piyut follows the letters of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis Gimel, Dal Hei Vav. So the first is a general Hagdama that throughout Jewish history, we have merited miracles always taking place in the middle of the night. Roiv nisim hifleisa. Then b'roish ashmerezeh, in the beginning of this mishmar, you did miracles. And then we mention over here, in other words, I guess those first two lines seem to go together. Oz roiv nisim hifleisa b'layla, b'roish ashmer zeh, in the beginning of the third watch. This mishmar, which is the third mishmar, if there are four mishmaris, And then we mentioned the first miracle of the Geret Tzedek, Avraham Nitzachta, he gave power to prevail. Okay, next. Danta Melech Gura Bachalem Halayla. Next miracle. What is the next miracle? Avimelech. Avimelech is king of Gruar. Avimelech, he took Sarah hostage. He took her hostage. And when he took her hostage, that night he wanted to live with her. And the Malach came and the Malach said, smite. She said, hit him. And he was punished. He could not go to the Beis HaKisei. Okay? Or he had a lot of problems and that night. And therefore, he was... Okay, let's see over here. Danta Melech Geror Bachalayim Halayla. You judge the king of the Pelishtim on the Avimelech. Next. Hefchadito Arami Be'emes Layla. You have terrified. I want, before we go further, let me read over the commentary over here. He says, "Ze Avimelech v'hoya Pesach ki hoya achar haficha sedoim shoya bePesach." What? So where is he getting this over here? He's eating over here into the parish that sedoim va'amoira was overturned at night. Ki hoya achar haficha sedoim shoya bePesach ki l'siv matzois ofa. What is he getting? Where is he getting this? What is he putting over here in this parish over here? I have no idea what he's saying over here.
I have Genesis 31:24.
Okay. That's Sodom. That's Melech Sodom. Danto, you judge Melech Geror Bachalayim Halayla. I don't know this over here in the comment. This is just someone who, a modern person over here. He wrote over here something over here about Sodom. Where does it say over here anything about Sodom? Okay, well, let's leave it for that. Let's see. Right now, it tells us the letter Dalit is that Avimelech, Melech Pelishtim. When Avraham, he went down to Eretz Yisrael by the command of Hashem, he went and he lived in the land of the Pelishtim. And the king of the Pelishtim, Avimelech, he took hostage, he abducted Avraham's wife, and Avraham's Sarai. And Sarah said that she is the sister of Avraham. And he took her. And that night, Avimelech was smitten. He could not go to the Beis HaKisei. And everyone in his bias, they were smitten. And then Hashem came to Avimelech in the dream and it said, Avimelech, Avimelech, you're going to die because you've taken an Eishes Ish. And he said, I didn't do anything. I'm a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik. I didn't do anything bad. So Hashem says, no, you did. V'chulu, v'chulu. That event took place Pesach night. Chatzos Lail, the dream that he had, Hincha Meis al Isha Shalakhto, took place Chatzos Laila. Okay, so therefore he was judged. Next, Hefchadato Arami Be'emesh Laila. Another story. When Lavan Huaram Yaakovina, after living there for 22 years, he escaped. After 20 years, he left. He left Lavan. And when he left Lavan, he snuck out secretly because he knew that if he would tell Lavan, I want to leave, Lavan would not let him leave. So he escaped like a prisoner, he broke out of Alcatraz. Okay, he knew it was an incredible escape. They could make a movie of how Yaakov Avinu was able to escape Lavan. He was there for 20 years. He married Rachel and Leah. He had enough. He wanted to escape. He asked them permission. Do you want to go? They said, yeah, let's get out of here. And he escaped in the middle of the night. When Lavan found out that he escaped, so Lavan chased after Yaakov Avinu. And he caught up with him. And he was within range. And he went to sleep. And Hashem appeared to Lavan in a dream and said to him, don't you dare touch. Don't you dare speak to Yaakov. Mitoy v'adra. From good to bad. From don't you talk, don't you start up with Avraham. When did Lavan have that dream that Hashem came to him and told him not to start up with Yaakov Avinu? It was Lel Pesach Chatzos Laila. Next, Vayosar Yisrael L'malach V'yuchalo. Vayosa means to prevail. When did Yaakov Avinu wrestle with the Sar Shel Esav? It was, and did he prevail? Chatzos Laila Lel Pesach. V'yuchatzos Laila. Next, Zera B'chorei Pasrois. Machatzta B'chatzos Laila. What is that referring to? The seed of the firstborns of Pasros. Pasros is another word for Egypt. Okay? It says in Mitzrayim, why? Yolad, es pasreis. Who is paros? Who is? We go back to the ancient. Who was the father? This was Chom. It was Chom, right? We have to go back to the Yichus. The Yichus, Mitzrayim was a person. Mitzrayim turned into a nation, but you go back to there was Shem, Chom, and Yefes. So Mitzrayim was one of the children of Chom. And Mitzrayim's son was Pasros. Okay, you go back to Parshas Noach. At the end of Parshas Noach, when we go through the lineage, the Yichus of all of the descendants of I don't know if they have this in this Chumash. Here it is. Here, this Chumash. All of the descendants of the survivors of the Mabul. Okay, let me go back. All the Yichus of it. This is the best sefer ever. This is the best sefer ever. Art scroll did a job like no one else. Okay, here it is. I have over here this chart. See this chart over here in the art scroll, the back of the Rosh Chumash. So it says Chom. There's Shem, Chom, and Yefes. Chom is the worst. Chom was the one that did an Avera with Noach. And he was cursed. And he had four sons. Chom, Shem, Chom, and Yefes. Chom, and he had four sons. And who was the four sons? It was Cush, Mitzrayim, Put, Uchnan. So Chom's second son was Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim had how many sons? He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 sons. Who were the 8 sons of Mitzrayim? It was Ludim, Anomim, Lehovim, Naphtuchim, the Pasrusim, Kasluchim, Kaftarim, and the Pelishtim. The Pelishtim is also from Chom. It's a good point to know that. So here it says the Pasrusim. So the Pasrusim was one of the children of Mitzrayim. And therefore, you can surely assume that when they built the city of Mitzrayim, they probably had, you know, different palaces, different cities were named after the children of Mitzrayim. So that's what it says over here in this piyut, which if not for you forcing me to learn this, Baruch Hashem, not wasting my time, it says over there, Zera Bechorei Pasrois. Pasrois is one of the children of Mitzrayim, the seed of the firstborns of Pasrois. Mochatzta, you smashed, Bachatzi Laila. Now, I'm assuming over here that we're going back over here to I don't know, there's a timeline. I don't know Tanakh, I don't know history, but I would assume that we're now discussing an event that happened at some point in history. The problem though is I don't know what it is. So over here, I'm just reading the words, the seed of the firstborns of Pasros. So that means Mitzrayim, Pasros, and then came those firstborns, you smashed in the middle of the night. What event are we referring to? I don't know. It doesn't say here. Maybe in another Haggadah, it'll tell you better. Chelam lo'matzu bikumam. What does that mean? Their wealth. Lomatzu Yisrael, they did not find. It seems very similar. We're referring to the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem smote the firstborns of the Egyptians, and the Jewish people, they borrowed the money of the Yishalu Ish Meisru. So before they left Mitzrayim, Moshe instructed them in the name of Hashem, go to the Egyptians and borrow their Kalim. Take the Bizas Mitzrayim. Take out of Egypt. What's going on over here? What's going on? There's a lot of noise going on there. Take out of Egypt all of their money. So the Chelam, Loimatsu Bikumam, when the Egyptians woke up in the morning, they had no money. Their bank accounts, they went to the ATM, they put in the card, no money. There's no money. What happened to all the money? Cleaned out. The Jews cleaned out all the bank accounts of the Egyptians, their wealth, Loimatsu Bikumam Balayla. When at night, then it says, Tisas Nigid Charoishes. Ah, Charoishes. It sounds like dip the mar in the charoses. But here with a shin, now with the samach. What does it mean, tisas? Tisas means to fly. The word tisa means, in modern Hebrew, it means to fly, a plane. It means to fly. Negid means the prince. Okay, over here our translation is Perichas, the Afifas, Chel Sisra, the army of the Sisra. Sheyasav negbi er shemama charesh ah. Shenema hu yoshu becharesh asagoyim slisa al shem akosim nilcham kochem mimislosa. Wow. So this part, this last letter test is referring to another event that took place Pesach night, and that is Aim Sisra. Sisra, meaning that Dvorah. The Maisa of Devorah. What was the Maisa? There was a Muhammad. There was a king called Melech Yovin, one of the Canaanim, and he had a general by the name of Sisra, and he was in charge to exterminate, to commit genocide, the Jewish people. And he went to battle against the Jewish people with 600 chariots of, oh, I'm sorry, 900 chariots of Barzal. Paro only went out to do battle with 600 chariots. And he went out with 900 chariots. And Devorah and Lapidos rallied the Jewish people for a world war. It was Mamish and Mohammed Sugamagog. It's hard for us to appreciate this war. This war was we were an existential threat to the Jewish people took place at this period of time. And Devorah and Eshes Lapidos, they rallied the troops to go fight. And there, when they won the battle, she sang a whole song, and she also gave very harsh musa to all the people who did not fight in the war, who did not go and join the war effort. There was a major war. The Jews were on the verge of extinction. Everyone was called to fight the battle. And she gave chastising musa to those who did not fight the battle in the Shiras Devorah. We don't lay the Shiras Devorah. We only Shiras Devorah in Parash B'Shalach. So it says over here that Tisas Negid. Now the general? Who was the general? The general of Sisra was Yavin. Where did he live? He lived in one of the Canaanite nations in Eretz Yisrael. And he lived in the city called Charoshes. That was the name of the city. That was his hometown. Lebanon, Syria, Chvestish. That's where he lived. That was the name of the city. And he was the prince. And Tisas, he was very quick. Over here, maybe he had technology that we don't know about. Who knows? Maybe he had technology that we don't know about. 600 chariots. And Silisa, now the word Silisa, because there it says that it was also, see, this is amazing, so you go look at these psukim, from modern day terminology, it says that the battle took place in heaven. If you wouldn't know better, you would think you're writing the 21st century, it sounds like there were satellites. There was a war going on in the sky, among satellites. The stars, they moved mimisiloisam from their orbit. So we are borrowing here Silisa bekoichve laila, it was dislodged from the stars at night. Every word over here in this lot test is a code word for the Milchemes Sisra. And when he was killed in battle and he did not come home, his mother cried. My son did not come home from battle. So all of these words are Tisas, means to fly. Negid means the prince, it means the general of Chareshes. That's where Sisra came from. Silisa b'koichve laila, it was dislodged. The pasuk there says Hakoichavim mimisiloisam, from their circuit. The stars, from our perspective on Earth, go in circles. And part of this battle involved the planets being dislodged and moving out of their orbit in order to participate in this battle. I don't know what this means. I remember hearing Rabbi Belsky said once is that Mars, Aurur Meroz, she cursed Meroz. Rabbi Belsky says that there used to be, it says one of the Rishonim, there used to be aliens on Mars. And Devorah and Sisera asked them, please come help us. We're in a dangerous situation. Please, can the aliens who live on Mars come to Earth and help us fight this battle? And they said, no, we're not coming. So she cursed them. And you know what happened to that curse? They were destroyed. And that's the end of aliens, the aliens. There are many Mamari Chazal and Mashma that there's a lot more in this world than we know about. And we're very primitive compared to the technology they knew about in the ancient times. This Mulchama is a very, very important Mulchama of what appears to be in the Psukim, some indications of very advanced times of life and technology that has been lost from us. And here it says, Tisas, to fly. Okay, fly, you know, flying. You know, we thought they invented the plane. The Wright brothers invented the airplane. It seems like they knew how to fly back then. Negid Charoshes, the prince of this city called Charoshes, Silisa b'choychve Laila, they were taken out of their orbit. The stars were taken out of their orbit at night. So when did the Battle of Sisera take place? Chatzais Laila, v'yibachatzia Laila. Okay, next. Yoatz Mechoref Linoifef Ivui. The Mechoref, who's the Mechoref? The blasphemer. This refers to Sancheref, the king of Ashur. Yoatz, he counseled. Mechoref Linoifef. Okay, Sancheref, he's called Linoifef Ivui. What does that mean? Yefei Noif Mesois Kol Aretz. The word Noifef means Yerushalayim. Ivui, Har Tzion, which is called the desirable, beautiful place. Hoivashta Figaro Balayla, and his dead bodies, all of the dead bodies of his army, they all dropped dead and they decayed in the middle of the night. Okay, so this is the story of the Tzidkiyahu. In the time of Tzidkiyahu, in his lifetime, in the time of Tzidkiyahu, Sancheriv came with an enormous army, with 185,000 generals, each one had a battalion, and they came to Yerushalayim, and they went to sleep and they never woke up. So here it says, Yoatz, he planned, the Mechoref, the blasphemer, Sancheriv, Lenoifef Ivui, to attack. Or ivui, you desired. Is the word ivui? Is the word ivui zaratzion? Al shem makosov. You know, yodai aratzion. You know, faith yodai. He waved his hand. Lenoi faith. Zaratzion. Lenoi faith. Al shem makosov. You know, faith yodai. You know, faith yodai. Aratzion. Okay, I'm not exactly sure how that word. But I think means yefei noif misoyz kol aretz. Maybe there's another pshat. But that word of he referring over now to the time of Sancheriv, and he waved his hand against Yerushalayim, and the end was Soivashta Pigrabalaila, the dead bodies of all of the soldiers, they dried up and they decayed that night. Next, Karabel Umatsava Biishan Laila. What's the next story in history? The next story in history is Bel is Navodah Zarah, Umatsavoy. Okay, Umatsavoy, what happened over here? And its platform, Be'ishan Laila. What are we referring to? Bel, when was this event? Bel, there was an Avodah Zarah called Bel, and it smashed down Umatzavoy and its platform, Be'ishan Laila. I think that's when they captured Shiloh. If I'm not mistaken, referring to, but Shiloh was much later. You see, are we going in order or not? Are we going in the order or not? I don't know.
Daniel.
Okay, that's next. That's next. That's the last pasuk. Then Leish Hamudos Niglaros Chazos Laila. When did he see the handwriting on the wall? He saw it at night. So,
but the previous is also.
Also, Korabel. The Avodah.
34:35, and the last pasuk is 2:19.
Okay, so two different events. There was an Avodah Zarah that collapsed. It's chakra true. Then Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And he made himself into Avodah Zarah. I don't remember. We once learned this. There was an Avodah Zarah that collapsed. And when did the Avodah Zarah that collapsed? There's a different event in the story of Daniel. That took place Lil Pesach. When did Daniel witness the handwriting on the wall? Also Leil Pesach. Now, one thing that's interesting, the fact that so far we've been going in order, and everything over here is a different event. We start over here with Avraham Avinu, the Ger Tzedek. And then we went to Gerar, Avimelech. And then we have Lavan. And then we have Yaakov. And then we have, now here, see, this is something which really needs to be understood. And afterwards we have Tisas Negid Chareshes Silisa. Then we have Yavon, we have Sisra. And then we have Sancheirif. And now we have two different events in the time of Daniel. If we're going in order, it definitely has to mean that when it says over here, Zera Bechoyre Pasrois, Machatzta Bechatzicha Laila, is referring to an event that I don't know what it is. It's somewhere in between Yaakov Avinu and Zera Bukhari Pastrais Machatz Bachatzil, and also Chelam Loimotsu Bikumam. These are stories in Tanakh. We gotta go learn Tanakh. I don't know, over here, whoever wrote this Agada doesn't know. So just because he doesn't know, doesn't mean that it's definitely referring to a special event in Tanakh that happened. It's not just like over here, because they don't know. So they say, oh, so it's going back on Leil Pesach. On Leil Pesach, this Pastrais, the firstborns of Pastros. Pastros is a name for the son of Mitzrayim. And the word Chelam means the Bizas Mitzrayim. Yeah, you don't know, so you go in your Fashtup, you go in your Siddur, it's going over your Leil Pesach. It has to be that each line in this period is describing a very specific event in Jewish history that took place, and we can find it somewhere in Tanakh, and if you can't find it in Tanakh, it has to be in Masorah. It seems that it's been lost from us. Okay, now I'm getting very curious to go through all the Haggadahs. I have time. Where does all the time go? I don't know. Koyach, I certainly don't have time and koyach to go search through all the Haggadahs and to really understand exactly what is this referring to? Which event? Let's go further. Okay, Leish Chamudos Nigla Ros Chazois. Okay, to Leish Chamud, that's Daniel. It was revealed over the secret that was the handwriting on the wall. Okay. Next, or over here he says the Ros Chazois means no. It means he interpreted the Nebuchadnezzar's dreams. All right. Next, Mishtaker Bichlei Kodesh Nerag Boy. That's easy. What is that? But you know, it doesn't say this anywhere else. No, wait. Okay, fine. Mishtaker Bichlei Kodesh Nerag Boy Bal Shetza. Okay, that's when the handwriting appeared. The handwriting appeared when he got drunk. When Balshetzar took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and he drank wine and he made a party, that was the night when Modai attacked Bavel. Balshetzar was the grandson, right? There was Nebuchadnezzar, Evil Meroidach, and Balshetzar, and Vashti was the fourth generation. The truth is, there was really another two generations. There was a woman. There was a very powerful woman who was the king, who was the queen, in between Nebuchadnezzar. And after Nebuchadnezzar came Evel Meroidach. And after Evel Meroidach, there was a woman. We know this, a very powerful woman. She was the leader of Bavel. And in fact, and they moved the capital to Elam. And she designed the whole city. It was an incredible, brilliant type of design, and her genius is what did her in. It allowed the Modiim to enter secretly. It's a whole story. You have to go there. It's an incredible write about this in the journal called Kankan, describing over here the generations of Nebuchadnezzar Bavel. There was Nebuchadnezzar's father. Who was his mother? His mother was Malka Shiva. Okay, the Rashi says the mother of Nebuchadnezzar was Malka Shiva. Malka Shiva. And who's, according to Rashi, the father of Nebuchadnezzar? Shlomo HaMelech. Rashi says it. Rashi says that Shlomo HaMelech and Malka Shiva, they lived together and they had a child, Nebuchadnezzar. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The whole thing is, these midrashim are very, very mysterious. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidach, and then came Belshazzar. In between, there was another two in between, which are not mentioned for whatever the reason is. And then and Belshazzar was, let's make it, was the grandson, and he made this calculation that after 70 years, there's going to be a redemption. 70 years came and passed, nothing happened according to his calculation. So he took advantage, and he took advantage, and he made a party. He took out the keil of the Beis HaMikdash, and on that night, along came the Modai. It was a surprise attack, and they conquered the capital of Elam, and they took over. And he was killed, and the only survivor of the family was Vashti. And Vashti eventually married Modai's son-in-law, Achashverosh. So, and that's why the whole Megillah is involved, that even though it was a new Malchus, it was Paras Modai, but the king of Paras was married to the daughter of the previous Malchus of the great-granddaughter of Bavel. And that's why Chatzia Malchus, that's all the Purim Torah. In any event, here it says Mishtaker b'chlei kodesh naragbo, the one that got drunk with Chlei Kodesh was killed on that night, Delilah. No shami bor aroyois poiser bi isuse laila. When was the neil beguv aroyois? When was he spared? The one that interpreted the asuse laila, which means the scary dreams of the night, that's laila. And then it says sinas nota agogi v'chasav seba laila. When did Haman write? When did Haman write? Now, over here is a very difficult. Poiser is a sinna not agogi ze Haman. Oraraton, so what does that mean? Sinna notar agogi v'chosav sefarim balayla. What does that mean? Haman wrote letters at night on the little Pesach. I'm not exactly sure what these things are. Let's go further, running out of time. Oraraton nitzchach Allah bin neded shanas layla. Achashverosh could not sleep. Like, when was the miracle? When was the party? The party was on the first day of Pesach. So it says, "Balailahu nadada shnas hamelech." When was that? Lel Pesach. That was the night of the Seder. Lel Pesach, Chatzia Laila. Because the party was the next morning. Pura tidrech l'shomer ma. Now what does that mean, Pura? Pura means to step. The gas l'shomer ma laila ze seir al shem akosef. Okay, so this means Edom. This already is going into the future. This Pura Tidreich L'Shoimer Ma Milayla. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. It talks about what's going to be in the Mashiach comes when Edom, the fourth Malchus, we put to an end. I mean, Hashem is going to trample. Hashem is going to trample upon the enemies. The guard. These are pesukim. Sarach Kashemer V'Soch Osa Boike V'Gam Laila. It's also from this also. Hashem screams out like a guardian. Also, boiker la tzadikim v'gam laila l'rosham k'dashin b'shas. This is a famous pasuk in Yeshaya that the boiker will come for the tzadikim and the laila will come for the wicked people. That's in the future. Karav yoim asher hu lo yoim v'lo laila. What is that? That is after Milchemes Gog u'Magog. Ram hoida, the most exalted, make it known ki l'cho hayoim af l'cho halaila. Shoimrim hafkeid liircha, guardians appoint to your city. Kol hayoyim v'chol halayla, toyer kayoyim may shine like light. Yoyim, that's cheshkas layla. Vayi b'chatzi halayla. Okay, that takes us to the end. So basically, let's just review over here because we have to really go through the pesukim. I don't know the pesukim well enough to go through it very clearly. But basically, we're going through history. We're going through world history, and I have no doubt that there's a lot of mysteries over here that are embedded into these words through the Aleph base, and that we're definitely missing. Okay, Oz Roiv Nisim, go back to the very beginning, just to review the basic Yesodos. The very first line is Oz Roiv Nisim Hifleisa Balayla. Is that a general introduction? It would seem so. It would seem that first line is Oz then. Oz means, Oz then means, it means the 15th night of Nisan. In the abundance of miracles, Hifleisa have come about. And now we begin to relate them all. Now, I want to suggest to you that when it says, Beroish Ashmoir Zeh halayla, that refers to an event. What event is that? Probably the bris ben abasarim. Okay, it says by the bris ben abasarim. See, it's over here. The simple reading over here is beroish ashmoyres ze halayla is the beginning of makas b'choyres. Is that correct? No, makas b'choyres. Beroish ashmoyres ze. Oh, so I think the time on then does go well. Then does make sense. Okay, it does make sense. Beroyish Ashmer Zeh Halayla is not referring to Mitzrayim. Beroyish, that's what bothered me. Beroyish Ashmer Zeh, I think it means the Bris Bein HaBesorim. It says the word Ashmeres, I think there in the by the Bris Bein HaBesorim, I think so. I think that refers to, that's the first event. The second event is the Milchama of the Kings, where Avram Avinu, he survived. And that's interesting because that is putting the timeline. What took place first? Did the Bris Bein HaBesorim happen before the Milchama of Lot or after? It's Machlekes. Which one came first? So let's assume over here that the way it's presented over here in the Piyut is first came the Bris Bein HaBesorim, and then later came the Milchama of the four kings and the five kings. That's how many Mefarshim in the way in the Torah it's presented is out of order. In Mukdom and Mu'ukhar Batorah, the first thing that happened in Avram Avinu's life was the Bris Bein HaBesorim. Later in his life was there a war with the four kings and the five kings and Lot. So that's what it says over here. First, there's a general statement that there are a lot of miracles. Now we begin. The first miracle was the Bris Bein HaBesorim. The next was the Milcham of the four kings and the five kings. The next was Gerar. When Avraham Avinu, you have to say that they have to begin telling you a timeline of the life of the way it's presented in the Torah is out of order. Then came the Maisa with the Pelishtim and Sarah was Gerar. Then we're skipping now down to Lavan. Then we come to Yaakov. Now it makes sense. Now we come to Makas Bechoros. We come to Makas Bechoros. Zera Bechori Pashreis Mochatz to Bechatz Hillel. That's Makas Bechoros. We're following the timeline. Then Chelim Lo Motzu Bekum Belayla. They did not find their money. I guess that means that they borrowed. I guess that's part of Makas Bechoros. They borrowed. Well, I don't know. That's a little bit different. Difficult. Chelim Lo Motzu Bekum Belayla. I don't know. That I think is a different event. That has to be worked on. Then comes Tisas Negid Chareis. Then we go to Sancheirif. Then we go to, Tisas Negid is Yovin, Melch Kenan. I think Chelam might be Gidoin. Okay, Chelam Loimotzu Bekumam. That has to be understood. Tisas Negid Chareis says that's Sancheirif. Yoatz Mechareif. No, Tisas Negid Chareis, that's Yovin. That's Devorah. Yoatz Mechariv Lenev Ivoi, that's going to be Sancheiriv. Korabel Matsove Be Yishoin, that's going to be. I think that's going to be. I don't know when that is. That sounds like Korabel. All right, that was Daniel. That's right, Daniel. The different parts of Daniel. And then it came Lishchamudos Nigla Ros Chazes. That's the dream of Daniel. And then is Meshtake Bechlei Kodesh Nagba Laila. That's when that's Balshetzer was killed. Noyeshav Yivaroyes Poise Bisusay Laila. Okay, that is the hand ring on the wall, and then it comes the Sinanot Agogi. That's some specific event of the story of the Megillah is. Oh, I know what this is. Sinanot Agogi v'kosav. So you know that's the Sitna. Ah, that's a Chiddush. Is that this is what it says in Sefer Ezra? Is that the 10 sons of Haman, they wrote a letter of accusation to Koresh not to build the Beis Hamikdash. That was the Svarim. The Sitna, that must have taken place the night of Pesach. That was Achashverosh. She couldn't fall asleep at night. Pura Tidruch L'Shomer Ma Milayla. What is that? Pura Tidruch L'Shomer Ma Milayla. Okay, that's an event. Maybe the Holocaust. Tzorach, you know, the Holocaust began. No, not on Pesach. That wasn't on Pesach. It's Sorach, Kashemir, Vesach, Osabaka, Vigam Laila. That's where the loss of love comes from. Ashahulim and the Laila Ram, the Hoydaki, the Hoyim, the Laila Sharm, then different over to events at the end of days. All right, the point, at least one thing we walk away over here is we have the Aleph Beis. There's a timeline of Jewish history, and many pivotal events took place on the night of Pesach. And there's certainly, like all Piyutim, a lot of very deep secrets that are hidden here in the selection of words drawing from all over Shas. And the more we know Tanakh, the more we know history, the more we'll be able to really have a depth of understanding exactly what this Peter is saying. There's certainly a lot more that meets the eye than just translating the article translation. It's a lot deeper than just that. Okay, thank you so much for coming along with me. Have a good night.
You're very, very good tonight. Very good.
Okay, Zai Gizon, thank you for coming.
Okay,
good night. Good night, Blazer. Good night. Good night, Mr. Misglad. Have a good Shabbos. Are you home? Are you home now, Mr. Misglad? Are you in Flatbush?